Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with the Church Christ Alive's message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. If you have any question about the lesson, we'll do our best, and the Lord Jesus answers for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So once again, we thank God for another blessed Sunday. And for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio at this time, you know what it means, the full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee. So therefore, as we wait for our brother to come on to hear this off, we want to take the time to thank God for all you that's listening far and near here in the United States, Canada. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in South Korea and Japan. Welcome Uganda, United Kingdom, the Netherlands, Norway, and every country that I have not named that is listening to this broadcast. I want to welcome you to Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. And we are on this blessed day in Christ Jesus I'm here in Durant, Mississippi. And I want to patch on one of my sisters here. God bless you, sister.
Oh, God bless you, brother. God bless you. Good to hear from you again. It's a blessing. It's a gift that we all, you know, the Lord woke us up this morning. I thank God.
Amen, sister. I agree with you 100% there. Thank God for you as well. Like you said, it is a blessing, a gift to be able to awaken this morning and to be able to once again come with the word of God today. We are blessed with strength in our bodies and to do what the Lord has commissioned us to tell the people about the work of the Lord in these last days. So you're definitely right, sister. We thank God for you.
Amen. I thank him. It's a blessing.
Amen.
It's a blessing. Yep.
Yes, it
is. You all talked about the area that you are in, which you are in Durant. You're in Pennsylvania, and we are getting lots of rain.
Hey,
yep,
okay.
It's warm out, but it's raining. Mm-hmm.
Well, we had some last night, but we're looking at about 57 degrees Fahrenheit here. And we are joined by our brother here. God bless you, brother. How you doing?
Shalom, my Miss Girl, my love, brother and sister.
Amen. Amen.
You know, it's a miracle that we are preserved alive again. And we couldn't keep ourselves alive. If we think we can do things to prevent certain things to short circuit our lives. But him that keepeth all things and is above all things has kept us by his breath and his ability one more day. Just to say glory to him and fellowship with the saints and declare the goodness of our Lord Jesus. So we have the privilege. We salute everyone in every part of the world, in Israel, Jerusalem, all the Bermuda Strait, all of the Caribbean, and every place in Central and South America, in Asia and Asia Minor. We salute you, dear beloved brethren, and all those who are looking for hope eternal and looking for the peace of the Prince of Peace, Jesus the Christ. Yes, he is called the Messiah of Israel and Yeshua Mashiach. So we are enjoying the cool weather. We got a little rain today, and we appreciate that. the earth could stand some refreshing and so could everything else. So,
amen.
We would like, Sister Addison, we would like to agree to send some snow down there to Durant and Salas. If we can.
No, brother, they couldn't handle it.
She got a point there, brother. She got a point. She got a point there, brother. She got a point.
I can't go along with it because I lived in the South, in Mississippi, and we would get our not real snow, real snowy, but we get some frost, cold, and brother, your feet would be twinkling and shouting. But anyway. I think that a change sometimes is good. So 3 or 4 inches of snow there in Mississippi would kind of, you know, wake up everybody.
True. That's true on the wake-up part, brother. You're true about that.
You're
right on the wake-up.
Well, 5 or 6 inches will kind of get them. They might even turn their eyes. We need your help, Lord. So
yeah.
True once again.
And after a while, you all have a water problem in Mississippi, and many other places are going to be having it. You know, the Flint, Michigan problem has not gone away. The state governor knew about the polluted poison lead water, mostly in the black community. I'm not trying to throw off nobody. I'm just stating some facts. That's all. I'm not trying to add nothing.
Amen.
Mostly in this black community, they knew about the lead water for years and did nothing.
Yeah.
So the scriptures are being fulfilled.
Yes.
The
amen.
The earth will be polluted. Right now, over 25 and 30 years, we've been talking about this, how the water we're drinking is not as acceptable and pure as we think it is. But we're grateful that we have water in America. We're not a shortage of getting water, drinking water. So we're blessed for that. But the quality of the water that we get, the things that are in the water that we're drinking, is not up to health level, even though the FDA and all of them says okay, because they'll rubber stamp anything. Don't people tell them that the FDA, they just put their stamp on anything. But anyway, most of our water in America, and though we're grateful that we have sufficient water for many things, it is affecting our health for a long time. And stuff that's right now, the water is so polluted in America in certain places that it's really, we should not be drinking it. But anyway, it's better than having no water at all, I guess, is what they call it. So you're all having a water problem there in Mississippi and Jackson. And after a while, that's going to happen to many cities. You can be welcome the rain come, brother, and you can put your cup and your jug down and get the water coming down. But I don't know how good that is. It's easy because the greenhouse effect. You know, the air is polluted up there.
Amen.
So the rain got to come through that, you know. You know, all that
tunnel
bombs and testing and waterways. You know, all of our waterways that are dumped so much stuff in our waterways that even the whales, places where whales are coming up on the beach and refuse to go back in the water.
Wow.
What do you think about that? And, you know, whales, they can't stay long up on land, but they refuse to go back into that polluted water. They said they just, they got to find another house, another home, because they done polluted the airways with oil and spill dumping some. And atomic nuclear waste. So we bring this on ourselves. So I thought I'll get all the good news out the way first. So everybody said, okay, we got all the good news there. But
amen.
The scriptures cover all of this pollution of the earth and why it's happening. So it should not be surprise to those that are familiar with prophetic fulfillment concerning how the earth would be almost, in some places, inhabitable. But anyway,
yeah.
Thank God that we can aware of this and we take steps to try to keep from that sickness and disease we're getting from water.
Amen.
Okay. Now, to keep your health, one of the most important things to a human being is to have pure water.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's one of the most essential things about your health, having pure, mm-hmm. clean water and air.
Yeah.
Now, they're not telling you about the environment, giving you an entire tooth, private exposing stuff. Just like I was looking at 44 sites has reported that in 31 states in America, 44 different sites has researched this and found out that 31 states in America, the water is polluted.
Wow.
So I advise you when you drink it, maybe you want to boil it, sanctify it, or bless it, or do something else. Put it through a filter. I'm just giving you what you could do. If you don't,
amen.
I know a lot of,
amen.
A lot of people, mm-hmm. around the world. Oh, I don't believe that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you give information to people. They have to decide it, and they have to check it out. Go and check
mm-hmm.
it out, and recheck it to see whether that's true. Because a
mm-hmm.
lot of health issues are coming from what the water we drink.
Yes, that's so true. Mm-hmm.
And God said, live long and prosper and be in health.
Amen.
That was his really signature for Israel, that the land, you know what he talked about? He used the expression, the land is blessed. The land would be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
He always said, this is the blessed land,
mm-hmm.
and the land would be blessed, and you can bless the land. And so
Amen.
If you want to bless your water, and go to your sister and say, Lord, I bless and sanctify and my
mm-hmm.
water. And I'm going to do my part. Lord, I know you're going to do your part. So I'm going to get my filter.
Amen.
I'm going to do my part.
Amen.
See, we gotta, God gives us a part to play in anything in the life. So I'm going to do what
Amen.
I can do. Then the Lord's going to have to take care of the rest.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. So hello, everybody. And I just thought I would give you. Now, the crops that we are getting, I got to give you some more good news about your health. The food that they are growing now,
mm-hmm.
You don't want to hear about that. So I'm not going to get into that because I know
you're
going to get all frown.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think America wants to hear about it. So I'm going to let that alone. Okay.
But they need to.
Pardon me?
They don't want to hear it, but it needs to be told. Maybe there's one, if only one person receives it.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, everything has to be spoken in its time or timely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
I know. Some things you can't. The government is watching everything you do there. They hear your phone. They got
mm-hmm.
your phone. They got things on your car. They know where you call, where you go. They got these
Amen.
Things. So all your phone messages they hearing, and don't fool nobody. They listen to all the. Well, anyway, I don't get into that either.
mm-hmm.
So, I go ahead and put what I'm going to put on the Facebook, so they can. I put what I'm going to put on the Facebook because. If you don't have courage or love to care about your nation or your neighbor, Jesus said,
mm-hmm.
and the scripture said, love your neighbor as yourself, right?
Amen.
Amen.
And what he's saying that you have to care about the people around you and far away from you enough to warn them of things that would be destructive to their lives. And love will do that because we love them. He said, love your neighbor. That means all people. Love all nations. Love your people. Love them. Care about them. Not just the people in your immediate geographical area. Neighbor is not just talking about geographical area.
Amen.
And so when Jesus used the term neighbor, it's far beyond what we think. It's not talking about just our Christian brethren alone, but it's talking about the stranger. So many people are coming up with all kind of maladies in their bodies, in their mind, and there are things that are taking in the air and in your body that's affecting you in a negative way. And shortening your life and giving you all kind of diseases and maladies. Now, we're not supposed to talk about this kind of stuff. We're not supposed to expose or warn our neighbor or warn the people. We're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to shut our mouth and just say the nice thing. And do you know most of us don't want to hear the other side of the word of God? We just want to hear only the nice thing. And I understand that. I'm a human being. I understand that part. We don't want to deal with the unpleasant things. You know, most churches and most religions, they will tell you what I call a false solemnity by giving you half of the gospel and half of the book. The other part, they don't want to, well, you know, I don't want to hear that. Is that going to make it go away because you don't want to hear it? Is that going to make it less dangerous because you won't hear it? In other words, if I tell you the water's polluted in your area and I know about it, well, I just ain't going to tell you because I don't want you to get upset. Now, how am I benefiting you without warning you and telling you the water that you're drinking is going to kill you or destroy you? How am I helping you by not telling you? That's what I want to know.
Not helping.
Yep.
If I tell you the brakes on your car, you go on that road, those brakes on that car is bad, you got to watch it. Well, I don't want to know about all of that. I don't have to hear. Okay, well, go ahead. But if I love you, if I love my neighbor as myself, your government may not warn you. Your state,
and they won't.
FDA may not warn you.
The
FDA, they bought and paid by. They'll put a snap on just on anything they paid to do. Yeah, I know you don't like that either, but that's okay. That's Brother Nate and my job to tell you the things that many people don't. That's our job. Brother Nate, he done took the first place. I'm down in second place, so he gets the bigger bricks than I get. So I get the little bricks. Where you at, Hornblower? Hornblower. Okay.
I'm here, brother.
You get the big bricks, brother. I used to get the big bricks, but now it's your time. Okay. All right, then. I thank you. I greet you, dear sisters and evangelists and missionary. Another day we're blessed to talk again. And everyone that has a listening ear, we want to know we're on the hill because we love you. We love the Lord God, and we love you. And this is the reason. We have a love and we have a charge and a commission.
Yeah.
We're seeking to fulfill. Now I know when you fulfill a commission and a call by God, there's a certain segment of people that's going to be mad at you most of the time. So you got to be able to accept that. Jesus had to accept it. All the holy prophets had to deal with it. And so we got to accept it in our day.
Amen.
Do you know that over half, or well over the half of the prophets will kill because of the word of God?
Amen.
Read the Bible. Why would they kill? Why would they imprison? Most of the prophets did not die with their boots on?
Amen.
As they say, they didn't die just lay down and had a nice heart attack and died. No, most of them were killed for the word of God.
Amen.
It was slain.
Mm-hmm.
You realize that Jesus was killed, murdered.
Mm-hmm.
You understand
yeah.
that?
Amen.
The one that created the heavens and earth became a man for our redemption. He was killed.
Amen.
People read the Bible. He was actually murdered and killed and accused falsely for
mm-hmm.
our redemption. And
Amen.
How could that
Amen.
Happen? The one that made the heaven and the earth and loves us and came down to us, how could that be? They would murder the very Son of God, the heir of all time. No, it can't happen. It happened.
Amen.
John the Baptist cried out against the king. And he got his, you're not supposed to have your brother's wife. You stole your brother's wife. Well, he did a lot of stuff, you know, and you're not supposed to talk about it. See, you're not supposed to uncover the kings and the rulers of the earth. You're supposed to be quiet. John the Baptist opened his mouth and said, King, you're not supposed to have your brother's wife. You can't
Amen.
Go take your brother's wife and steal his wife and let y'all, what's going on here? And John the prophet of God opened his mouth. And let's say
mm-hmm.
he's in jail, and the next step he got his head cut off.
Amen.
Now, how many prophets do we have like John the Baptist in the world today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there are none.
Very few. Very few.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Brother David Terry was hated so much.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the most hated preachers in America. Not by the sinners, by the church world. Okay, we'll let that know. Now, Brother Nate, do you want to be popular or you want to be pleasing to God?
I got to be pleasing to God, brother. Let me get big.
No, I think you want to be popular. Now, you want to be popular.
All right, Brother Nate.
Amen. Now, you want to be popular, don't you? Be on TV as the most popular one, the nice one. Okay. All right, you don't want to be popular. You want to be pleasing to the Lord. The voice came
Amen.
From heaven at Jesus' baptism, this is my beloved son, whom I well
yeah.
pleased. But that
mm-hmm.
was a price to pay. That was a price to pay. He got accepted by God, but he get accepted by his own people now. Isn't that something? He got rejected
mm-hmm.
by his own people and forgiven him what they would commit. Now, tonight we're going to talk about next 30 minutes as we come to our round table discussion. About is Christ divided? 1 Corinthians 1 and 17. If Paul explains the divisions that come in everything that happen in spiritual things, but also in everything in life. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 and 16, is Paul explaining the downfall and the decline of the work of God in his day, how it became overthrown, apostatized, and went into darkness. It started with Satan. In order to conquer, you know, the best way is to put lies and deception and to divide.
Amen.
Divide and conquer. The
mm-hmm.
principle to divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
That thing of evil has been working in the earth since the fall of Adam. You know what Adam,
Amen.
What the devil did? When Adam was in another part of the garden, he sneaked up there and said, I'm going to divide this woman away from her husband, and I'm going to sneak in there and get her by herself. I'm going to divide them.
Uh-huh.
I can't get Adam to go my way, so I'm going to divide and get the woman by herself.
Uh-huh.
And he divided her. And he started talking to her when Adam was somewhere else in the park. He waited to a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
And he began to deal with Eve.
Yeah.
Now, most people look at the Bible like it happened like one day or something like that. Reading the scripture, you got to get a real understanding about time.
Mm-hmm.
No, Satan did not just deal with her just one day, Tuesday, and that was it. No, he dealt with her over a period of time to persuade her.
Yeah.
The same way he does to people in the world. It takes time to persuade some people.
Yeah.
And it took a while to persuade her. He had to keep coming and whispering and talking his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Real people, when they try to get you to go down another road, sometimes it takes a long, tough time for them to persuade you.
Yeah.
It may take some people short time, but some people take longer time. And
mm-hmm.
some people take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Satan knows that he now got a short time before Christ come and put him in that pit. So he got to get up in a hurry now. He got to step up his game. And he's doing it all over the earth. He's running like fire all over the earth to deceive, to destroy. He knows he got a short time. He's running. So that means we got to run to tell the
Amen.
People. And so we're on this broadcast, not because we're trying to showcase or trying to be famous. We know a short time. A short time, but Satan would do all he can to deceive and destroy all he can. And Christ wants us to get what he said, make haste. Can we all say make haste?
Make haste.
Whatever
make
you
want
to do, make haste.
Make haste.
When I was in the cotton field when I was 12 years old in the cotton field, Mississippi, they would say, uh-oh, we got to get in a hurry here. Look like the rain is coming. We got to hurry and get this crop out. Make haste. Now, all you city dwellers don't know anything about that. But us real people, I call the people in the South, they know what realness is because they had to work together. They had to unite together. If they wanted to find in the South, the poor people, especially the black people, they had to learn to work together.
Amen.
The family had to stand and work together.
Amen.
Yes, they did.
Amen.
Oh, they may have their differences and all that. But when it's time, they knew they had to, the black people knew they had to stand together.
Amen.
Now, hallelujah. When I tell people on Facebook that one of the greatest problems and crimes and evil that's working in America and the world is racism, they don't want to hear that.
Sure don't.
They want me to lie.
Mm.
They want me to be dishonest. They want me to be popular. Brother Nate. Well, brother, we don't have no racism.
Man.
Oh, okay. I'm going to get on that and lie. Okay. Jesus said in Matthew, somebody read 16:16, upon this rock I build my people, my congregation, upon this rock. Now, what is the point about using this rock? A rock is a part of the element of the earth that is formed like mountains and caverns and rocks. And rocks is warm so much that you can build something, and certain types of rock and granite that will withstand most anything. So you build a rock foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in life has a foundation.
Amen.
Jesus used this to reveal a truth that will withstand throughout all the ages.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a temporary. This is not just a fact. This is a divine truth. What did he say to his disciples in Matthew 16:18? Anybody want to read that?
And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, For flesh and blood has
no,
not.
No, sorry. Read the verse 16. Above that. Verse started verse 14.
And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the Living God."
Go ahead.
And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it."
That Jesus said, on this revelation of the truth of who I am, because that's
mm-hmm.
what, this is the revelation of the truth for all ages, for
yeah.
all men, which he will build and plan and purpose the building of a people and a nation upon his who he is. Thou art the Christ. Thou art the Holy Messiah.
Amen.
Thou art the Redeemer. Thou art the Creator in
yes.
the flesh. Thou Emmanuel. Thou art of the lineage of Judah, the bright among
Amen.
The lineage of the Emmanuel, the Lamb of God. It came down later on. He reveals much upon this rock of this revelation
Amen.
Of the truth of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Is
Amen.
That you're going to build every life of human being on this revelation? Truth.
Mm-hmm. Who I am.
Okay.
Amen.
You know, John said in Revelation that the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. The spirit of,
mm-hmm.
of prophecy means the testimony.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to testify
uh-huh.
that he's the Christ, the Messiah.
Amen.
Now,
Amen.
Upon this rock. Now, everything in the world today, Jesus said a standard and a revelation truth about who he was and his purpose. Who do men say that I am? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thou art the Christ.
Thou art the Christ.
Thou art the Christ.
Jesus turned and said, blessed are thou. Why is that
mm-hmm.
such a blessing? Because there's such a confusion in the earth today. You see why it's
mm-hmm.
the truth is. For the world
mm-hmm.
is darkness. This is such
mm-hmm.
a light, a standard forever. I'm the Christ. I'm the living light, the living eternal one, the Word made flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Thou
Amen.
Art the Messiah. Thou art the Holy One, the Promised One. They spoke about from Adam
mm-hmm.
all the way. They've been looking for
since
Adam prophesied in Genesis 3:17,
mm-hmm.
3:15. Adam, when he had got a word that one would be coming to redeem us from the fall.
Amen.
Now, everything is built on a foundation. Paul says, no other foundation can anybody lay except by Jesus
mm-hmm.
Christ. No other.
Amen.
But what?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's why the devil is tricky. No other foundation can any man lay or
mm-hmm.
build on but Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And upon
Amen.
This rock, I
mm-hmm.
build my people forever, and the gates of hell will not have the power against them to overthrow
mm-hmm.
them.
Amen.
Now, Paul asked the question in the First Corinthians when the church was on a decline and was being infiltrated by lies and stuff and paganism to overthrow it. Because whenever the devil want to overthrow, he has to infiltrate something to pollute
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
The FBI and all the agencies, they infiltrate the mafia. Or they
mm-hmm.
go undercover. Or
mm-hmm.
they get someone to turn the coat on them. Or they
mm-hmm.
go to the CIA and get somebody from the Russian. Or they infiltrate the
mm-hmm.
Blackstone Rangers in Chicago. They infiltrate the gangs. They infiltrate and make the people to turn the tails from the inside. And so that's how the
mm-hmm.
devil does. He infiltrate. The Roman Constantine infiltrated the church and polluted it, and it was called no longer the Church of Christ, Revelation 12. It became a harlot beast because Constantine brought idolatry, paganism, and a little bit of Christianity.
Amen.
And Revelation called, he saw another beast, took the place of the woman in 12. The Revelation 12 saw the real church of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
12 stars and sun overhead and a woman. The woman is not Israel. The woman is the church of the living Christ. And
in
the scarlet that had grown, saying the 12, Revelation 12, that's the 12 tribes of Israel. No, that's the 12 apostles.
Amen.
So they trying to make that, well, that's Israel, 12 tribes of Israel. No. 12 tribes of Israel is not the foundation of the church. The 12 apostles that he chose. And Jesus said that himself.
Amen.
And the woman in Revelation is not Mary. The good woman is
the
church of the living God.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Now, how could it be Mary when Mary is dead, when John tells us? Mary is already dead. Why would you build up on Mary? Well, the Roman Catholic Church built up on Mary. So I guess that they got it straight right there. the harlot. Why do you think the Roman Catholic, they sit around, pray to the Mother of God? Well, I want to let you know that God don't have no mother. But the man Jesus, who became human, the human, the flesh part, Jesus had a mother as a man. But God don't have no mother.
Amen.
You'll understand that as well. You'll get it.
Amen.
Pray to the Mother of God. Pray to the Mother of God.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, now. What rock are you built on? Where you get that rock at? Are you a rocket scientist? Pray to the Mother of God. Pray to the Mother of God that she may forgive your sins and all your needs and stuff. Okay. 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 Where's that rock at? Where's that Jesus set upon the rock? Now, let's go. Somebody go to Psalm 61. And another person get Psalms. Let me see, what is it? Psalms 18. And the first three verses. Somebody read 18, chapter of Psalm 18, verse 3. And then somebody get Psalm 61. And... First three verses. And read
Psalms
when you get
it. Okay, Psalms 18. Of thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high power.
And your what?
And my high tower.
Now, this is the... understand what he's saying, Psalms are telling us. Read that again, sister. Read it quick.
I love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower.
And my high tower. Wow. All is in the rock. See, all of this is in the rock. All of this is in the rock. The rock, who is the rock? All or not?
Jesus.
The Lord God of Israel said, the rock.
Yes.
Now, who got 51st? He repeats that, Psalm 61. First three verses. Who has that?
You said 61?
Yes.
Hear my cry, O Lord. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Wait a minute. Lead me to the rock that is higher.
Amen.
Yes,
now,
Lord.
Everything is built on it. Pillars calls a rock foundation or pillars. The Bible says the wisdom has its seven pillars. Now, wisdom is the central thing. The Bible tells us the most important, one of the important thing in the person's life, the wisdom of God. The wisdom.
Amen.
It's that wisdom has its seven pillars. It's built upon seven pillars. Seven is complete. Seven pillars.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Structure, foundation. No other foundation can anyone lay but what Jesus Christ laid.
Amen. Amen.
With the Antichrist and the anti-gospel, what do they attack primarily? Whenever religion in the world or theocracy or whatever, or whatever ruler, whether it's communist, socialism, Islamism, what do they attack? What is it that the devil must destroy?
What you believe in.
The faith
of
the biblical Christian. What does he have to attack? What does he attack today? What is he trying to deceive and destroy today? Anyone give me one thing?
What you believe in. What you believe.
Okay, but it's not really clear enough when you say that.
The foundation on which we stand.
Okay. All right. Anyone want to give number two or whatever? Anyone else?
Your faith.
Yeah, but you see, there's a lot of people have a lot of faith in a lot of stuff. They have faith in the people in Islam. They have faith in Allah. The Buddhists have faith in Buddha. So a lot of people have faith now. So what you want to do is make that complete.
Yeah, your faith in Christ Jesus.
That's better. Now I get a little clearer picture. Okay. You want to make sure you lay a clear foundation, because when you said faith, well, I got faith too. I got faith. Buddhist, the man in the street, oh, I got faith. He got faith in something, or someone. Everyone has some kind of faith in everything, even the agnostic and the infidel.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Today, I may have to ask Brother Nate to help me on this. What are they attacking in the faith of the Bible-believing Christian today? What is Satan must, what is he attacking in order to destroy the pillars of our faith and foundation and hope?
The atonement, the shedded blood of Christ for man's sins, the resurrection of Christ, and his deity.
Okay. Now you're getting down more specific. You got it. He's bringing down the pillars of your faith, what it stands on. He's identifying. He's being specific, telling you what the devil is attacking to destroy the Bible-believing follower of Christ. Satan, the gospel. What did Brother Nathan ask you three things? What did the gospel consist of in its primary form? The three things that he spoke of. Anybody listen to what he said?
The atonement, Christ. And
his
resurrection from the dead.
Okay, what's the third thing?
The deity of Christ.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is how the devil is going to deceive. He got to attack this first pillar of your faith.
Mm-hmm.
The deity.
Mm-hmm.
The deity of Christ. Mm-hmm. What else? The atonement. The atonement.
Atonement. Mm-hmm.
And the third thing.
The resurrection.
The bodily resurrection.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Of Christ conquering death and the grave. And
Amen.
From death.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm taking time to try to lay this because it's going to be a lot backslash against the Christians very soon. It's already
mm-hmm.
started. It's been going on. But people are going to have to backtrack on what they believe. That most
mm-hmm.
of the Christians are backpacking already, a lot of them. What do I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right here in the top Christian nations, they're making some backtracks and taking stuff back.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can name a few of the things that some church groups who call themselves Christians are backtracking on some of the pillars of our faith, which are in the Bible, and Jesus
mm-hmm.
taught upon
yep.
this rock. Now, he gave the apostles, the first 12 apostles, to lay clearly the foundation. Jesus being the chief cornerstone.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the cornerstones of our faith that they are working today around the world and even in America? They're backtracking. Name three things that some of the Christian faith who call themselves followers of Christ, what are they backtracking on? One, two, three. Could you kind of clarify that for me.
Well, the Jehovah's Witnesses are backtracking now on things that they used to talk about what their beliefs are, and now they're coming back and trying to change that and using.
But you're going to have to tell me specifically, precisely what is they are backtracking on. Okay.
Go
ahead, brother.
Well, you know, they said in 1914, okay, that Jesus going to return, the world was going to be to an end, and they changed the date. They've been pushing the date further and further along. They went from 1914, I think, to 1976.
74, 1980, I think. All right. Okay, he made this important point about a certain group. Do you know that the Jehovah in the beginning did not call themselves Christians?
Amen.
For a long time.
Yeah.
But after so many years, they got so many doors slapped in their face. Until after the 1980s, they changed some of their doctrine, and so they started relating to themselves as being Christians.
Mm-hmm.
That devil is slick. He's greasy like slick. Okay. Anyone else want to say what? Let me see. Let me see how much money I got. Oh, I got
10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes. So I got next 5 minutes. Anybody want to know backtracking?
The Catholics, they are backtracking. I was doing some research, and now they are trying to explain that before how they were praying with the rosary, now they are just saying that when they are praying and using the rosary, they are using the prayer. sometimes, you know, the beads that they use, they be praying. Sometimes the Lord's Prayer or the 23rd Psalm or something, that's what they saying, that they pray using the rosary now. And before they was praying to Mary, using the rosary and praying to Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Okay. Now, let's move over and familiar with in our own nation, in our government. Because most Christians are not aware of what's taking place in this world from a point of destroying the Christian faith, the biblical Christian faith and foundation. Most Christians not. This is how we're going to get caught. How are we going to be crept into deception and backtracking? Just like half of the world, half of the Christians, when they ask them about whether abortion or homosexual, well, they could accept that God, you know, the sins of homosexual or even any kind of perversion, adultery. You know, half of the Christian churches voted in favor of abortion was acceptable,
mm-hmm.
and homosexual,
yeah.
relations.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I just used those two things, but there's other things. But you are familiar with this because it's the most prominent thing of evil that Satan has got to deceive America.
Yeah.
America, do you know how God destroyed nations and other nations? Why many nations were destroyed and destroyed themselves? And was the last sign that was getting ready to be destroyed, one of the last signs when they get caught in this. Now, you do not understand what the real significance of killing the unborn babies or accepting gender change where two men, most Christians don't understand the really spiritual significance of that. That's why they don't say much about it. They don't understand the spiritual consequences. Well, you just hate those people.
Yeah.
That's all. You just hate them. Mm-hmm. Okay. You do not know the consequences of judgment that's released. A nation does that. And what the God of Israel said would happen when you come to that state, just those two things would bring down a nation. You know those two things? Sin can bring down a nation. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? You can call it the judgment of God, the sweet.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Listen, we're not fully awake.
Well, that's true. Amen.
Why don't you don't hear the major? You have some great, wonderful work in Christians in this America. Some good churches, groups. I'm going to ask you this last question. Why do you not hear a cry from the restoration about this that's taking place? Hello?
You don't.
Hello?
You don't. Yes, sir. You don't hear a cry from them because, first of all,
I can't hear you talk up.
Okay. First of all, I would say that they don't understand the scriptures because it does talk about the unnatural affection and all of this stuff that's going on. This homosexuality, this man and man and woman stuff is unnatural. It's not of God. And even if you go back to read Genesis, says God created Adam and Eve.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm asking you, why don't we hear a cry like John the Baptist cried out against the king? Why do we not hear a voice crying out from the people who have three books,
fear.
Two great revelations?
Fear.
Why do we not hear a cry from them in the midst of them?
It's fear.
Okay.
They know what
other sisters. What do you think?
they probably don't understand fully understand, you know, what the scriptures are saying concerning those things.
It's just not just social things. The warning.
Okay.
Have you read the angel's message?
Uh-huh.
I don't think that many people have not read the angel's message and what he is saying and what he told us to say and to preach. I don't really think that many people don't know that Elijah, the word Elijah means the prophet, what that signifies. When the angel has brought 120 messages, you'll be surprised what's in those messages, brother. Brother Nate, he talks about a lot of stuff, and you'll be surprised. Why don't you go and start at, just give you an example. Start reading message 21 to message 29. Now, I don't hear a cry like John the Baptist or Elijah stood up. We don't hear that coming from restoration. We're supposed to be the restorer. I don't hear that from any of the groups. Maybe one person, maybe one, two people in restoration. And Brother Nate, you're one of them. And I don't have no favorites. You don't have to agree with me. I'm not begging nobody to agree with me because you got your thoughts. But I'm going to tell it like it is. I don't hear no warning, no cry, no awakening to our nation, to our government. I don't hear it coming from, not even from the Elijah message group. You know what our failure is? The messenger said in 96 message, we have failed. You know what the part of the failure is?
We
you promised
here
you said we have failed?
Hear and obey. Hear and obey.
Okay. Tomorrow night we hope to continue. And may the Lord bless you. And as we ask everyone that's listening, this is the midnight cry. What is the midnight cry about? The midnight cry. We love you. Jesus loves you. You can call on him now. He'll come to your rescue. He'll change your life. And he'll change your destiny. He's waiting for you to call. We're here tomorrow night at the same time to continue.
Amen. And once again, we thank God for all you've been listening. As my brother said, don't forget tomorrow night at 7 o'clock we will continue with the Word of God from the broadcast, Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. So for Brother Lee, this is Brother Nate, Sister Anderson, Sister Teague, Sister Dickens. We love y'all. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
God bless.
Amen. Oh, God bless.